Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Kylie Minogue's song, Can't Get You Out of My Head, wasn't just a hit. It was the number one song in more than 40 countries in 2001. The Australian-born singer, actor, and fashion designer has a new single and a new book and joins us here today. Kylie Minogue, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
So in a career full of milestones, I mean, it seems like a lot of things are coming together now. 25 years in music,
yep.
45th birthday, and now making your first album with Jay-Z's Roc Nation, mm-hmm. working with The Dream, the producer, songwriter.
Yes.
And already there's, you know, there's talk of this new record being somehow different for you. How?
Well, I hope it's going to be a bit different. Otherwise, I've wasted my time coming over here. I believe everyone's aware that my DNA that's in my music that fans want and they love is that will be there no matter what situation you put me in, because that's who I am and what I do. But I absolutely thrive and love being in new situations with being, you know, having new stimulus around and different ideas. And and I think that a lot of the producers I've worked with through Roc Nation on this album are people that, actually, there's some that are dreams come true. I don't know if I can mention the names yet because the album's not done, but definitely I found myself in the studio with a couple of producers going, this was on my wish list, and here I am. So it's really cool.
That's, you know, it's kind of funny to think 25 years in the business and huge success around the globe that there are still things you'd always wanted to do that you never had a chance to do.
Always. The list of what I haven't done is endless. You know, there's always... I'm too curious, actually. Sometimes I'm too curious for my own good, but I just... New experiences are just such wonderful... opportunities, and I feel so thankful to have those opportunities.
Well, now, as you say, the album's not done. It's still in process, but we have this this single called Skirt.
Yeah, we dropped a buzz track for the fans on my birthday, which was a surprise for them, and it's going really well. I'm super pleased.
This is my guest, Kylie Minogue, with a song called Skirt. Just a little bit of Kylie Minogue's new single, Skirt, written with The Dream.
Correct.
Interesting kind of rhythm track there.
Yeah, well, the track, we heard the track, all of us fell in love with it. And basically, Roc Nation said, there's only one guy who can write on this, and that's The Dream. So I got to work with him for a few days, and he was amazing it was amazing to watch him work, the way he just has this stream of consciousness and lyrics, melody just comes out. He's got an incredible engineer who's like the other half of his brain who just manages to capture this wave of information that comes from him.
And the guy has a string of global hits to his credit,
yeah.
You know, having written Single Ladies for Beyonce and Umbrella for Rihanna. Now, the title Skirt sort of leads us to your other big recent project.
That's a nice segue. It does. Yeah.
Kylie Fashion, this enormous, handsome, very, you know, lavishly, obviously illustrated hardcover book about your long career in music and in fashion.
Yes.
Was that an early kind of love of yours as a kid growing up?
Probably around 14 is when I really, you know, hormones kicked in, teenage. I became obsessed with music. It was the early 80s. So I was really into new romantic music, a lot of the London scene and all of that. But anyway, hand in hand with that, my obsession with fashion was cemented. I used to go to the market. I would drool over, you know, anything. You just to go and buy one thing at the store, I would put it on lay-by. So you had to put down $5, go back the next week, put another $5, which seems so crazy now, where you want something, you press a button and you get it.
Right.
But throughout my career in music, fashion's played such a big part, and that got more and more so as the further I got into my career and the more I got to know about myself and my sense of style and how best to use that to express myself.
Now, you know, musical styles come and go, and, you know, over the course of a 25-year career, you might look at certain musical moments and think, all right, well, it was of its time.
Yeah, it's not all fun and games looking back at my 25-year career, that's for sure.
Well, 25 years of fashion, I mean, are there things now
Let's
you
say
look-
there are a few sartorial mishaps, yes. I definitely things I would be more than happy to just dispose of, sweep under the rug, pretend, you know, I've hit a race in the memory. Yeah, didn't happen. But I first became well known in the late 80s, so already that's
a very different look, isn't it?
Big hair and big earrings and big all sorts. And then going through a kind of more experimental phase, you know, that kind of grunge period in the 90s and 2000, I kind of got my sparkle back on, and it's kind of moving for me to have a look through that book and see through fashion there's so much of my life in that book. And of course I have stories for every page of what happened beforehand, what happened afterwards, what the situation was. Fashion's played such a big part in my life.
I mean, early on, your debut kind of unexpected out of left field hit, your cover of The Locomotion back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
The video for that is, you know, it's very 80s.
It's very, I think I've got Lycra on. I think there's a bit of, I don't know if there was Lycra in it, but there's a workout outfit.
Yeah, there's the kind of the workout outfit, the puffy dress.
Yes, the rah-rah skirt, the little bow in the hair. What else is there? Oh, God, there's a shot in that video that's just,
the baggy denim.
Honestly, the hair. Yeah. I must have had so much mousse and the scrunch dry and really, it's quite amazing I've lived to tell the tale. I got through that.
And in fact, there was a song attached. This song from Kylie Minogue. Locomotion, debut worldwide hit for my guest Kylie Minogue, and
what a blast from the past!
Yeah. You can't keep a good song down, you know. Carole King, Jerry Geffen.
You absolutely cannot, and that's why I loved it which is what it was my suggestion to record it as a demo, and I had no idea that I would end up even in the music business. But yeah, I'm very thankful for that song, and it's an amazing track.
Kylie Minogue's with us on Soundcheck, the chart-topping singer, songwriter, actor, fashion icon. Her new book is called Kylie Fashion. The new single is called Skirt. The 12th album is in progress on Jay-Z's Roc Nation label. And, I mean, fashion, you know, people talk about how scents, smells can, like, bring back all kinds of memories and stuff. What about, like, seeing, going through some of these old pictures of the clothing? Does that...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, every page, 1,000 memories. We actually did an exhibition in my hometown, Melbourne, at the Performing Arts Museum there. I've donated all of my stage costumes to them, so they're preserved. You cannot even look at them without white gloves. It was also exhibited at the V&A Museum in London. So they have some gravitas that, you know, they're not just clothes. These are costumes. They mark a point in time. They mark a kind of... pop culture, right. I guess. But what was interesting when I went to look at the first exhibition, and for other people handling the clothes, they're kind of these items. But for me, it was quite strange to look at them as inanimate objects, because I have, you know, say, for example, a touring costume. I've done 100 shows in that costume. Blood, sweat, tears, you know, joy, thrills, etc. The memories are all held in those clothes.
What about those gold hot pants in the video for spinning around in 2000? I mean, there's all kinds of tales about where they came from. Were they?
Would you like me to clarify?
Would you?
A very good girlfriend of mine bought them for 50 pence, 50p in London. She's a photographer and artist, and has a kind of natural styling ability. And so she gave them to me. They lived in my cupboard. I wore them once to a fancy dress party, Nerds, Tarts, and Tourists. I'll let you guess which one I went as. And they kind of just hung around in my wardrobe until I was with my stylist at the time, and we were thinking what to do for the video for Spitting Around. And I think he kind of managed to extricate, pull out these tiny little things. So what about these? Yeah, okay. I tried them on for the director, and she just about had a heart attack. She said, yep, yes, those, yes. And I remember being pretty self-conscious on the day of the video. I kept, you know, between takes, I'm covering myself up, and I was just...
Because the hot pants were simply not doing the job.
They were not covering me up. But as usual on a video, you forget the real world exists, and by the end of the day, well, that was it. I was sliding up and down that bar and, you know, forgot about being self-conscious at all. So I like that from very humble beginnings. I think they're from the 70s. They're actually vintage already. So I've kind of double vintaged them.
So they're genuine hot pants from the six-month period where hot pants were actually a fashion statement.
Yes.
Kylie Minogue is my guest on Soundcheck. You should still check out the video for this song, but listen to it for the moment, Spinning Around from 2000. Kylie Minogue's hit Spinning Around from 2000. She's my guest on Soundcheck. Back in 2009, Nick Cave wrote a novel called The Death of Bunny Munro. Mm-hmm. And while he was here in our studio, I
you had the divine presence of Nick Cave in here. I'm
Nick's
so
been
thrilled.
Here a couple of times over the years.
I adore him.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I said to him, you know, I read your book, and there's this scene of, you know, Bunny Munro, he's thinking about Kylie Minogue and the hot pants and the song, and it's really graphic and sexual.
It's slightly awkward.
Slightly awkward, and I asked him about it. How does she feel about all of this?
I don't know. She hasn't gotten back to me yet. I mean, look, I know Kylie, and at least I hope she'll take this with a certain sense of humor. And I mean, she knows how much I admire her, and for years I've been a kind of one man promotional machine for Kylie Minogue. So I'm just taking a little bit back.
Oh, that's
taking
brilliant.
A little back.
Yeah, well, he's taken it. He's transformed it, Nick Cave style.
Yeah.
Now he sent me a copy of the book with some kind of apology in the front. Look, Nick Cave, as far as I'm concerned, can do whatever he likes because I love him so much.
Well, the two of you got together last year for the Abbey Road sessions.
Yes.
Now that, I mean, talk about, you know, you were talking before about 25 years in the business, having a moment to reflect. This album felt like someone who had a moment to reflect on her career.
Yeah, we re-recorded a bunch of hits at Abbey Road Studios, which was already a thrill to be recording there. And it was such... It was on my wish list to do orchestral or acoustic versions of songs, because I kind of touch upon doing... I touch upon those in on tour. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll kind of break it down and do a different version of a song. So all of that was fantastic. And then Nick Cave agreed to come and re-record Where the Wild Roses Grow. And when we recorded it, it was great because we were just sat next to each other.
And do you do that with the orchestra?
We did it
there?
With the band. Well, that one wasn't orchestrated because it was orchestrated in the original version, so it seemed more interesting to just do that with the band. But at one point we looked at each other and went, did we? When's the last time we did? We both needed the lyrics. How does it go again? And it was interesting to see how we would deliver it however many years afterwards it was. I can't even think how many years before we'd recorded it, but you know, a number of years had passed and we'd both been through a lot of things, and there we were. I was thrilled that he was happy to be part of that album.
Kylie Minogue with Nick Cave and the Abbey Road Sessions recording of 2012. The song's called Where the Wild Roses Grow.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose.
That is Kylie Minogue with Nick Cave, Where the Wild Roses Grow, the 2012 version at the Abbey Road Studios. Kylie and I just doing a little quick math here in the studio. So the Murder Ballads record that you guys did, that was 96.
I believe it was 96, yeah.
So that's a 16, it was 16 years. Is the reason you both needed the lyric sheet for that?
Stop. Amazing.
The book is called Kylie Fashion, and it charts 25 years of what Kylie was wearing while she was singing and dancing her way through the charts in some 40 countries around the world. Kylie Minogue with us on Soundcheck today. So Skirt is out. The new record will be your 12th. Any kind of vague release date?
I'm hoping before the end of the year, but I couldn't promise that.
All right. Among the other things that you've been dealing with, a diagnosis of cancer in 2005, which you've recently begun to talk about. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to talk about
well,
that?
Well, it's really hard, A, because you don't really want to go back there. But what I find more difficult is if you're going to talk about it, you could talk. There's so much to say about your experience, about you know, how hopefully you could help others. But I find this, it's hard to condense the story. And I always say, cancer is not a soundbite. I can't just throw in a few comments about it because it's involved and it's emotional. But whatever, I do. It's a important part of my life. I certainly didn't see that coming. And the love and support that I felt at that time, I just want to be able to give that back to everyone and you know, help spread my message of courage, of strength, of positivity. And I mean, here we are talking about my career and all of the things that I hope are in front of me, and that's what I want patients to know is, just stay strong and get through the other side.
And there is something to look ahead
to.
I mean, you were recently honored with this year's Courage Award by the EIF Women's Cancer Fund. I know
I was
very
touched by that.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know if I could accept that because, firstly, I thought I'm going to burst into tears on stage. I thought, okay, I have to take a big breath here. And
nobody would have blamed you.
Well, I managed to hold it together, and I did say yes, because obviously it's a great honor to receive that. But I had to think long and hard about how do I talk about courage, because sure, you have it, but you don't. It's not something that I had every day. There's definitely times where you're just absolutely terrified, and you don't feel like you were particularly courageous when there's so many more courageous people in the world. But in the end, it was a really beautiful night, an event that I hope to support again in the future.
The 2013 Courage Award from the Entertainment Industry Foundation's Women's Cancer Fund going to Kylie Minogue, my guest on Soundcheck today. Another thread running through your career. You started as a TV actor as a kid, and
yeah,
you've been getting more into that again lately.
Yeah, I started acting when I was 11, crazily, and when I acted throughout some of my years at school. I finished school, managed to get a job when I finished school acting, and so music kind of came after that, and seem to take over recently.
So when I said before about Locomotion that it was an out of left field hit for us, was it out of left field for you too?
It was, although when I was 17, I made a demo tape. I was
so you were,
into music.
Okay.
I really wanted to do music. But at that stage, because I was acting, I kind of thought this demo tape is more for if you go being going for a casting and they want to know
if you can sing
you go, here's my cassette. I don't know where said cassette is these days. It's somewhere. I did three songs. New Attitude by Patti LaBelle, Dim All the Lights by Donna Summer, and Just Once by Quincy Jones.
Wow.
That was my demo tape. Anyway, so Locomotion, I performed with some of the cast of the TV show that I was in. So it did kind of come from left field.
All right.
But I got back into acting 2 years ago. I had a part in a French film called Holy Motors, which was just, it was so thrilling. I was just so happy to be back on set. It's so different to music. I love them equally, but because I haven't done much acting in recent years, it just felt really refreshing. And, you know, that kind of feeling terrified, can I do this, is just exhilarating. So I had a ball.
All right. So more of that in the future?
I hope so, yeah.
But in the more immediate future, the single Skirt has been released. New
right
record.
Now, Rock Nation
is waiting for that 12th record to be finished. The book is out. It's called Kylie Fashion, 25 years of what Kylie Minogue has been, or who Kylie Minogue has been wearing, I guess I should say. Mm. Kylie, it's been great fun having you with us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.